Her zaman malım, teşi malım sevdi. Herkesi onu da teşi sişi kuyba sevdi de kova, kova ile tarva, tarva döbüge gibi zavata. Hem kova ile tane şiva topar döbüge, topar döbüge de geva, gana sabi geva diye seviyoruz. Dene geva diye çasana da gana döge. Hani geva diye zava, tuğla dene, hani gana döge. Nyatsamli nal ya, ane chik tamishi pi nena za tunga chasang shi xie, ane nyagab ki dewa ta tardu, ane tarba ta tamji ki bi gopang, tobar shi o se de kisinyi maangzi di kwar, ane nga di molam jaya di shirwa.
Good evening. So we started last week to look at first the verses of dedication, and then we came to the first of the verses of auspiciousness. And the verse we concluded with was referring to all the causes that lead to nirvana, or that lead to nirvana, or take us from samsara. We dedicate all of this virtue that we have accumulated to the attainment of the omniscient state, the state of enlightenment.
The 119th
verse. May all be auspicious for the Buddha's teachings to long endure through your senses of Dharma, omniscient Lobsang Drakpa, being filled with hosts of yogis and ordained, striving one pointedly to master the three pure trainings.
We
start in English at the end of the second line. So the first word in the Tibetan is that of omniscience. So omniscience refers to the consciousness of a Buddha, a being that knows all phenomena. An omniscient consciousness knows all phenomena. It's a flawless, faultless consciousness where there is no impediment to something being completely known. And who has such a consciousness? Lama Tsongkhapa. He knows all phenomena.
Mm-hmm. Tālo sāngdhāpi chūkī dhērā sīdhū, tā chūkī dhērā sīdhū, jēsā tā sāngjī yē, sāngjī yē tā ngō yē mē chīpī, jē lāma lō sāngdhāpā kī, anā sōng shēpī kī chū, anā dhā tāng, nē jīgī dhūyī nāmshā, tēnē jīgī gūyī nāmshā, tā sāngwā dhūpa dhū sāngjī chī sūm lā sōpī kī, anā gūyī nāmshā tā, o tā ngā dhā tā ngā nī kī chū sōng shēpī, chūkī dhēsī wā,
Perhaps instead of senses of Dharma, it could be rather divisions of Dharma, or divisions of Dharma, referring to the entirety of the Buddha Dharma, whether those of the Sutra teachings or those of the Tantra teachings.
Chugi
So Lama Tsongkhapa, or the omniscient Lord of some Drukpa, we can understand in this verse is being referred to as being indivisible from the Buddha. Hence the term omniscient is applied to him. And here, all the teachings that he has trained in to attain the omniscient state, we need to train in too. So all these teachings are included within the varying divisions of the Buddha Dharma. So we have it as senses of Dharma, but it can be rather understood then as divisions of Dharma, those of Sutra and those of Tantra. So these are what we need to train in through hearing, reflecting, and meditating, and train our mind in them to develop our mind to the point of perfection, to become just like omniscient Losam Drakpa himself. The second line in the Tibetan is for us the end of the third line and the fourth line. Striving one pointedly to master the three pure trainings. So again, this translation could be a little different. So it starts off with the three trainings. So the three trainings, or we usually say in English the three higher trainings. The three trainings are those of ethical restraint, concentration, and wisdom. These are what one needs to train, to develop one's mind in, with ethical restraints being the indispensable foundation for spiritual development. All spiritual development comes about independent on a mind that is ethical, a mind that is restrained from coming under the influence of the afflictions. And such a mind is not only the foundation for all spiritual development, it is the indispensable foundation also for the development of concentration, the second of the trainings. And concentration we understand here as meaning the union of calm abiding and meditative insight. So this needs to be cultivated, this particularly powerful analytical mind that is suitable to actually come to realize the third training of wisdom. Hence the sequence of training in ethical restraint, concentration, and wisdom, the three trainings. Then the word that we have as pure should rather be that the three trainings need to be trained in unmistakably or completely. So this is, so rather than the three pure trainings, we could say the three trainings completely. And this needs to be done in a way that is one-pointed or without distraction. So the meaning of being one-pointed is that it is one does so without distraction, wholeheartedly, with full commitment. And that is also the meaning of the word striving. One strives to... So we have the word master, which is, I suppose, okay. It's normally translated as to accomplish the three trainings completely, and to do so without distraction. Third line, being filled with hosts of yogis and the ordained. So this word filled, it's accompanied by another word which implies that an ever-growing amount. So filled and growing hosts of yogis and ordained, those who are engaging in the cultivation of the three high trainings. The verse concludes with our first line, may all be auspicious for the Buddha's teachings to long endure. This is the culmination of this aspirational prayer being expressed, that may the teachings of the Buddha, the Buddha Dhamma, may it long endure or long remain. To summarize this verse, for sentient beings to attain lasting happiness, they need to be guided how to gain freedom within themselves, freedom from or liberation from the sufferings of samsara. In order for beings to cultivate freedom, they need to train in the Buddha Dharma. And for beings to be able to train in the Buddha Dharma, they need guides who themselves are already well-trained or completely trained in the Buddha Dharma. So therefore, the Buddha Dharma needs to long remain or long endure so that the suffering beings can be trained, so that future teachers can train to train themselves to perfection. So therefore, the Buddha Dharma needs to long remain. And what does it mean for the Buddha Dharma to long remain? It means that those who are practitioners of the Buddha Dharma, as expressed in our verse, yogis and ordained, they need to study and reflect well, here reflect and meditate, on the teachings of the Buddha, as, for example, presented by Lama Tsongkhapa, who presents the complete divisions of the Buddha Dharma, those of Sutra and Tantra. And these need to be, by the yogis and the ordained, in other words, the students of the Buddha Dharma, they need to be accomplished. Realizations need to be gained, what we have here, mastered. They need to be mastered. The three higher trainings need to be mastered in the continuum of the yogis and ordained. This is where the teachings of the Buddha, or how the teachings of the Buddha long remain. They remain in the continuum of beings, not as merely learned words, but as a transformed mind, as realizations. That's how the Buddha Dharma remains. So therefore, it is extremely important to hear teachings and train one's mind in them. And this is especially for the ordained who are explicitly called out in this verse. Because those who have chosen to ordain have the freedom of not needing to prioritize caring for their family. Therefore, they should utilize this opportunity to study, reflect, and meditate. And in this way, gain mastery of the three higher trainings, transform their mind, and have their mind as a reciprocal for the enduring or remaining of the Dharma. For all of us, a key priority is to accumulate virtue, because it's through our accumulation of virtue, whomever we are, that this accumulation of virtue serves to aid, to assist our mastery of the three trainings. And then our verse concludes with, may it be auspicious for this to quickly come about.
Verse 120.
Having requested your blessings, Lobsang Drakpa, who from the time of your youth made requests to the Supreme Guru Yida, may all be auspicious for you, Lobsang Pachadara, to grant spontaneously the wishes of others.
And the Shinu Dine Lama Hajola, so at that base, so at that base, the Dangangi, that Chunjunia, and the Jim, that Nangan, some Damala, Tetilian, to get that, Tushine, Jeremy Sunia, Chitusam Jada, Gopra, or the Mombani, and Jiggy, Jawa.
Verse
那那喇嘛店喇嘛给喇嘛子呢，去学一个，学女的喇嘛他学了，上几个，咱们我也没把喇嘛呀，俺几个喇嘛店喇嘛给微信去那贴，底层的去学，现在喇嘛来说特别去学一下就学学过来噻，说特别是，学女的呢喇嘛他学了，说特别是地里边的。
The first line in the Tibetan is a little different. The verse in the Tibetan English is quite mixed. So it starts with, from the time of your youth, to the Supreme Guru Yidam. The meaning of this first part, so it says from the time of your youth, it should be rather understood from the time of our youth, referring to our lives to come, from our next and ongoing future lives. So from a young age in our own future life. So that's a little different. So not the your, but rather from our youth, from the time of our youth, may we make requests to the Supreme Guru Yidam. So this is a verse of auspiciousness relating to our future rebirths. Meaning from the first line of this verse is that from our next and all ongoing lives, from a young age, from our youth, may we meet our Lama and recognize him as being indivisible in essence from the Yidam, our Yidam and the Buddha. Recalling in the Lama Tripa, we visualize our Lama as these three stacked beings. So we make an aspiration that from our youth, in each future life, may we meet our Lama and recognize him as being indivisible in nature from the Buddha and our Yidam. The object to whom we are making our supplications is our Lama. Whomever our Lama may be, we make our supplications to him, and we're making the aspiration in this verse that in our youth, in from all our future lives, we meet him, recognize who he is, and the supplication that we make to our Lama is to receive the blessings of the entirety of the Buddha Dharma from him, as presented in, for example, the flawless teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa, which contain the entirety of the Buddha Dharma, both the Sutra and the Tantra teachings.
Tene yusu wa dabde ne lamegi, ane jerim chegi, chegi nyamlen jirimba, bende lamrim nyamlen jetan, durjit ne sanga durjit, sanga dube nyamlen jetan, durjit shichan, deshugi, ane jerim che, sung shebe, tene ma nyamlen jirimba tiba, tenyo du, losan daibi jinlab shugni, se wada, losan daibi jinlab shugni, se du, tene ki jerim chegi, lama di ngan zulia bende lamrim gol sung rin na jerim chigi lamrim chenpo dan jing la sopa ngan zulia pa lupchong pa chi ndi negi ngan zulia jerim chigi sung jia na xin lamrim nyamlin chepa la dine ngan zulia nye yung jansim yantabia dawa gyule kyeba yina yosan tebi jing lab shubha rin da jing lab shubha rin ngan di na xin jerim chigi ngan zulia lama di ki jerim chigi sung chepi sangwa dupi nyamlin da
Then,
requesting a lama to receive the blessings of the entirety of the Buddha Dharma as presented, for example, in the teachings summarized by Lama Tsongkhapa. So whether we aspire to receive teachings on Lamrim or Guru Samaja, or certainly the entirety, or rather express it like this, we aspire to receive the teachings of the Lamrim, Guru Samaja, and so forth. And here we requesting blessings, and the meaning of this is that we request that having may all be auspicious to meet our Lama, to recognize at a young age, recognize him for the qualities that he has, and that he teaches and guides us in the entirety of the Buddha's path completely, unmistakably, and that we gain and through this that we our mind is open and receptive to his teachings and training us how to integrate the teachings within us, and thereby give rise to the sequence of realizations, starting with definite emergence, bodhicitta, correct view, and so forth. And as we gain these realizations on our continuum, these are what is understood as the blessings of the lineage, the blessings of Lama Tsongkhapa. Through our trust and our commitment in our Lama, we open to his teachings and guidance, and thereby we give rise to realizations. And these are the blessings that we are receiving. To grant spontaneously the wishes of others. Here we've gained the blessings of the lineage. In other words, we have, through receiving teachings and training as we've been instructed, have gained realization. Having gained realization, having gained experience of the Buddha Dharma, we are then much more capable of being able to help others. In other words, we are able, due to our knowledge and experience, to guide others to gain freedom from suffering. So that's then the meaning of the final line, to grant spontaneously the wishes of others.
Alozan Dorje Changi, Jeshi Show, City, Jesa Denegi, Jerimichi, and Sunya, Tesam, Gomsumchin, Topa Gulaki, and Shanley, Pendon, Pember Troop, Dushine, Yamlin Jebala, Dene, and Lozan Dorje Changi, Jeshi Show, Sosarang, and Yam, Losan. Nyamlin Jebala, Dene, Jawa Dorje Changi, Goban Tubi, Gurgurwa Show. Jawa Dorje Changi, Goban Tubi, Gurgurwa Show. You're 当不当不俺是说是说当不说是让求让毛兰姐的求让俺就给我说了你那个俺就说了个话现在俺让给告诉的今天你年龄结巴了爹呢叫我都去抢股房就给我说是当不提起你把的了俺让妈些先见他们见的年龄结巴了爹呢先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留下去见先留 주어 쇼세. 언두신에 대체 순고래.
And the final line, and the Tibetan may all be auspicious for you, Lobsang Phatsudara. So again, here the personal pronouns we need to change. So here one is expressing the aspiration for through this, and may all be auspicious for initially myself, the practitioner, to become enlightened, to become like Lobsang Dorje Chang, to become enlightened, or Lobsang Phatsudara in Sanskrit. So the meaning is, may I become enlightened and thereby guide all sentient beings to also become enlightened, to also become like Lobsang Phatsudara. So this is then the way to understand the final verse, the final line in this verse. And just again to say, the Tibetan usually doesn't use personal pronouns, so it's up to the translator to put in what is suitable. So hence, sometimes errors can be made. Summarize this verse then. Once make an aspiration that in all future lives, through this virtue that I've accumulated in this practice, may I in all future lives, from a young age, meet my Lama, recognize him as who he is, seeing him as being indivisible from the Buddha and Mahayadam, and thereby seek his blessings to be trained, to be taught, to be trained, and for my mind to be open, thereby enabling it to transform in dependence on his guidance and give rise to all the qualities of realization of the path. Having gained experience of the path, progressing, may I progress further, and whilst progressing further towards the state of enlightenment or Lobsang Phatsudara, may I also guide beings to also attain that same state. So one is requesting to gain experience and progress to enlightenment, and whilst one's progressing, to guide others to also attain enlightenment, then one does so, one does oneself achieve enlightenment, and then continues to guide others to also achieve their own enlightenment.
And then 인생 로상 대비 주기다 푼도 별로를 배제 시켜
Verse 121. May all be auspicious, for all our desired endowments to swell like a lake in the summer rains, bringing an unbroken flow of rebirth and faultless families, so that we may pass our days and nights with Lobsang's holy Dharma, and thus delight in the glories of perfection.
Denigi any Shenya Pembertubala, Shenji Semjengi Dunga Sea Digitubala, and Tunjendike, and Jigget Tunjen Sigur Dugu Jova said, Dugu Jova Sangazu Koyagi, that Sosuki Chen Yemlin Chealia, and Koyata, and Jigget, that been a Chen Yemlin Sosuki Chen Yemlin Chevala, Koyamu or Watagasan, Sosuki Tunjen, that Jigget Saya Tunyadang, Jan Jig Desara Dianku Gore, and Shenya Chubu Puyada, Denigi Tunjen Mabu Gore, and Dina Shenda, Shenya, Shen Semjing Yamtala Pembertubala, Tunjen Dubje, Tunjen Tony Consilia.
我这个卡拉没把了卡拉接过来读了没把了读了接过来那些女的把了吞进过来让女的把了三级古巴托把了吞进过来这样子就给我教吧吞进对不起吞进就说要有出的配置的要有出的这个就恰巴金的出了家吧那那个被母亲去被报都没把的那个一光的光都
配啊，对对那个，刚才有广东配完那先来判不出对啊的，对那个，但对个句话是气运吞剑的，南给生命吞，你该用么子话？对个句话现在气运吞剑，你得先让他先你判断这边个气吞剑的，哎，南给，哎那俺这个南给句话可是呢，讲你这讲就先判断出个年龄的说，俺那我光别都配话，学的时候的，对个句话要有出的配的是。
First line in the Tibetan is, for us, all our desired endowments to swell like a lake in the summer rains. Here, we're expressing the aspiration through this virtue that may all our desired endowments, this then refers to whatever favorable circumstances are required to aid my spiritual development in order that I may be of greater benefit for others, as well as whatever material resources are required in order to be able to directly help others. For example, may I have an abundance of food so I can ease the suffering of others, an abundance of clothing so I can ease the suffering of others. May I be able to provide all the forms of education others require so as to ease their suffering, and all the conditions that others require for their own spiritual development, may I be able to provide that, as well as the favorable circumstances that I also need to aid my own spiritual development. And another way to express this is, may all the external conditions that are required for myself and others to give rise to all inner realizations, may they exist in abundance. And in particular, leading to inner realizations that result from training, such as definite emergence, bodhicitta, and correct view. And then the poetic expression of swelling like a lake in the summer rains, this shows that these are immeasurable in number, these outer required conditions and favorable circumstances and material conditions, that these are immeasurable in their abundance. So therefore, there is never an external hindrance to one's own spiritual development and one's own capacity to be able to benefit others, both in a temporal way as well as in a spiritual way.
Mm-hmm. On the Negi, do you cheat Tunjana Nangi, Rojeta, and give you Yamling Yusin Batije, Sonajin Perata? That in a Jimmy, Jimmy, Delro, Junchemes. Tis that the Negi, Yamling Chevalier, Jim Meba, and Jashus, Jimmy, Rick, said that, Cabachin, Jashusin begin, Rick, and then Yamling Chevalier, Rick, they said, that the Rick said it, Mamboli, janshu simpi rik zayatang kukure, yane, jegi taba chimpe lam ji rik nyamne zayatang, ane, kukure, tene za gyue me kanshi nyamne zayagi taba chimpe donga, donga nigi nyamne zayabi, donga yi dui rik ta, nyamne yi rik ta, ane nga agi nyamne rik, je chasang gyue me ba mano wa ma chupa che, nyamne zayagi gyue me rik ye. Dalro, Gunche, Dalro, and Mutu in the road, Lagorda, Gunche, Gunmash about the Donda Gibas war, and the little pinning of the Churu, Churu, which in Ma, Dodia, Jura, Dalro, said, got Hulage and Badge, Jogoro, the Mela Charger, member, got Hulage, Gunche, Gunmash of Dried. The Zan to Yamlin Chair, Dilla, the Nigi, Tabachim, Biku, Yamlin Chair, Badilla, but Gunmash, Tunju. だ、準備、準備車庫だ、だろ、準備、君町場、去君の先地場、君町場にゃんね、にゃんね、じゃだ、で、あの、にん、にんな、せ、かぶれ、に、にめ、かぶれや、あの、じ、にめごんとやせ、せなごんにゃんね、じば、町場、じ、まいんばじ、かぶれや、にめにんが、れがれや、せなごんにゃんね、じば、でね、めんばじ、にんれや、にゃんね、じ、せれ、にせん、君町場、準備、にんせん、 로산 제르미시 송시베 동아 송제기 최 냠린제네 도치네 존주 균마시에 바제 냠린제 제야 꼭 라와 쇼어시 오르던 나라
The second and third line, bringing an unbroken flow of rebirth in faultless families so that we may pass our days and nights with Lobsang's holy Dharma. The other aspiration that is being expressed is that may we, where are we here, bring an unbroken flow of rebirths in faultless families. So this, the faultless families that are referred to, there are several families, or the word is literally lineages. So several lineages in faultless lineages, lineages of bodhisattvas, lineages of hearers, all lineages of solitary realizers. So here one is expressing the aspiration to never be separated from, for example, the lineage of bodhisattvas. Another way to understand would be for the faultless lineage of the teachings of the Buddha, of Sutra and Tantra, to never be separated from these. And furthermore, then bringing an unbroken flow. This expression is that this, it doesn't state it explicitly, but includes the expression of effort, that one makes a sustained or unbroken effort in the lineage of, for example, bodhisattvas, or the lineage of the teachings of the Buddha, of Sutra and Tantra, that one makes an unbroken or unceasing effort in this lineage. And then the next line, day and night, so that we may pass our days and nights with Lobsang's holy Dharma. So again, this similar meaning, that we continue to, this also includes, without explicitly stating, that of effort, that one makes great effort to utilize the opportunity that one has without on one hand, burning out like a fast-flowing river that is quickly exhausted, but is rather continuous, unceasing, never becoming exhausted. And in this way, day and night, continuing to keep one's mind on the Dharma, particularly the Dharma of the Sutra and Tantra, as presented by, for example, Lama Tsongkhapa.
Punsun 가서 푼숨 토바데네 바도 메바세 망부 세바 졸바세 졸바세는디 냠낸 지당은 졸바든 제모 제바들 저 졸바세로 디 졸바세데 냠낸 제발 고고데네 냠낸 데네기 냠낸 제투비 규규와 쇼세데 다 푼숨 토바세데 동아 뒤에 냠낸 제네 가지 푼숨 토바세데 가빌레 뒤에 냠낸 제네 어 나세데 저요 말세데 야고 말세다 양가 나즈네 어다 더 냠낸 제고 말세 디네 멤버지 푼숨 토바스 도당 아 산지고마 토바라 동아 용수 토바 차산 냠네 제바 데니게다 푼숨 토바 데라 졸바진 디 냠네 지네 토바 귤레지노 곰 냠네 제투비 제투네 데네 산지고마 토비게 귤교와 쇼사데 시고라
The verse concludes with, Thus delight in the glories of perfection, and what we have at the beginning may all be auspicious. Here, what is being expressed is that one, so the word that we have as delight, this is one way to translate this word. Another way in different contexts, it will be play, as in the play of Tantra, something like that. But here, it actually means to partake in or to practice. And glories of perfection, that is what is being practiced, refers to the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa, for example, the entirety of the teachings of Sutra and Tantra, in particular, there's what we have as glorious perfection, means in this context that one engages in the complete teachings without omission or addition. So instead of glorious perfection, the meaning would be to be a completeness. And it's referring to what we have at the beginning of our fourth line, Lobsang's Holy Dharma, so that one engages in Lobsang's Holy Dharma in a complete manner, not selectively and without any embellishment or omission. So this is what one partakes in or practices, so we have that translated as delight, in Lobsang's Holy Dharma in its completeness or the glorious perfection. And then it concludes with, may all be auspicious, for
this to come about. 푼숨 초바 판도 제투 얘기 니버 차상 용수 조조 봐 푼숨 초바 니버 차상 창와 예바 차상 튕긴 니버 차상 예대가 창와 제 빠세 초기 줄바 데니기 롤바 심지 나 줄에 용와 제바 줄에 줄에 냠는 줄 제일 제바 제사다 심진 심지 예 듄나 주게 심진 예 듄 줄바라 푼숨 초바 데 산유 고방레 제사 푼숨 초바 산유 고방 빠세 초도 줄바 네 你 topper 就 topper 小子，肉比这些小子肉把子特别去
If you're looking at the newer translation, which has the phonetics, again, is now just talking further on the fourth line, which in the phonetics is punso pela rolpa. So this, just before I come to Gennar's commentary, these particular words can be translated in a wide variety of ways. Hence, his explanation differs from what the translator made because of how very broad these meanings are, and how in English there isn't really a direct or a single translation. So the first word, that of punsuk, here we are to understand it as, so normally this would be translated as a word such as marvels or wonders or bounty or perfection, or here we have as perfection. And it is often referred to in the context of the marvels of samsara. So Genlis is saying this is not the meaning here. The meaning here is it's referring to the entirety of the Buddha Dharma, the teachings of the Sutra and Tantra. So we right now have received these perfections. So maybe we could say these marvels or these wonders. So that's the punsok. We have attained this opportunity to enter into, to engage with the teachings of Sutra and Tantra. And this here, in this verse, it's being expressed not just about our situation now, but for future lives. So this word we have translated as perfection really refers to the marvels or wonders, but not of the world, of samsara, which it often does refer to, but here to the teachings of the Buddha. So the marvels of the teachings of the Buddha. And then the second term, that of pale. So this often means glory or glorious, and sometimes the name of Pelden Lamo, so a glorious goddess. It also has the meaning of to spread or to expand. So again, very different meanings depending on the context. Here it has the meaning, glorious is okay, but we can understand it as growing because of the word it links to, which again here we have translated as delight, other situations play. Here, more to partake in or to practice. The meaning is to gain experience on our continuum or to attain. So this then, so what is being, may all be auspicious for, how the line ends, for the marvels, in other words, the teachings of Sutra and Tantra, for us to successfully train in them, so that's the word delight, and then for these attainments to spread in abundance, so that's the word glory. So therefore you see, hopefully then that makes clear the deeper meaning behind what has been expressed here in this line.
And la dang ha ju ki kewa sa che pe ke kewa di de tu ni ba de la de ne an nga ju kewa de kan ji ka yong go re sin de la de ne a ju ki an ya ji ki kya ba chen bi ki jang ju sem jam ni je jang ju sem an ji ki a ji yu de dang yu ni ge nyam len jin ba an nyam len jin ba che ba la dong a song ju ki nyam len jin ba che ba la an ju jun ju ju ma che ba che mutu je che tu ba dang and the nigger jebala, twinkin the gitida, nangin, the twinkin chasa, and the yaki sonage bay, more gone or ya, yane, dojo ya more competitor, dryadan. Della dene, and then one to get yin ten chasa, and then jerimachi, sonship, doma sonship, yamlen delia, yamlen je, de jebala dene, and the tar, and then one to get punsun toba, ya, and the sanji kofanti, tobi, gurgu, or show, or said, the night, so.
And to summarize this verse, through all the virtue that we've accumulated in this practice, through the strength of this virtue, may the Mahayana Dharma, as expressed in both the teachings of Sutra and Tantra, as well as in particular the minds of Deputy Emergence Bodhicitta and the Correct View, we keep developing these in our continuum and have all the favorable circumstances required. May we attain all the favorable circumstances required so that we can continue to develop the varying qualities of the Mahayana Dharma. So that would be this lineage or good families, that we continue to develop the lineage of the Mahayana within ourselves and do so unceasingly without respite. And without ever waning in our efforts, engaging with effort day and night to keep the Buddha Dharma, the meaning of the lineage of the Mahayana Dharma, or Bodhicitta, at the forefront of our mind, and thereby we come to gain realization of the entirety of the Mahayana Sutra and Tantra. So that, in brief, then, is the meaning of this verse.
Then
come to the final verse, and we can relate to this as being like a summary of all dedication verses. By the collection of whatever virtues I and others have done, and shall do from now until our enlightenment, may all be auspicious, Holy Venerable One, for your form body to remain in this land immutable, like a Vajra.
だ、だそうなんじゃ、でね、ちゃんちょば、ぎだんじげけわちさば、せで、だがあんと、だだ、だがあんとらそばちゃさんぎだけわ、けわかぜさばいねせで、だそうなんじすがちゃさんぎせおらだらんだしん、だぎびにゃんねじげちゅちげんかぜ、で、すいめね、ちゃさんぎ、でね、そんで、ちゃんちょばらせで、あね、ディリンでそんで、さんじこほまとぎばとせおらん、さんじこほまとぎばとまじけわ、あね、 さんでね、で、ケワテリア、ギーダン、ギーギュル、ケワチサバスで、ギーダンスで、ニャマンズ、ケワカンサバ、ケワカレーベネ、チャサンチェ。ギーギュルセド、マンバナダダ、マンバ、マンバネ、ケワカツェ、サイアベ、ダンスギ、サンギナイシニュロジャマ、ケワチマ、ダサンギコワ、マトギポド、ケワサイジョロワ、ケワチャサンス、ギーダン、ギーギュル。ダディ、ギーリア、チクモスウマディ、シューリア、 点打打手，当然对，彻底的呀，当然就给给我敌人拆开，哎，去给我开始杀一遍呢，给我吃上手的，一旦几句给我去杀吧，是的。但俺就给让当些，吃上给，他敌人的呀，俺们既然是人，敌人的呀，这边给，你妈给我开始杀一遍呢，叫我俺们从他的把的给我杀开始杀一遍呢，毛不能给我开始杀也给我的去。
By the collection of whatever virtues I and others have done and shall do from now until our enlightenment. So here one's expressing that whatever virtue that myself and all other beings have accumulated across the three times, in the past, are now, and will, in the future, all of this merit. But there's a particular emphasis, in particular, from now until we attain enlightenment. So whilst it's including the past, it's referring to specifically or making additional emphasis to how we will live our lives from this moment forth until enlightenment is achieved. But it is nevertheless referring to the accumulation of virtue that has happened by all beings across all times.
Then, Shingdir Chizun Lame Sugyuku, Yume Dorjeta and Jeshisho, said, Tisa Dangan to get at the Rand, 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 Tasuan Chasan, Kewa, Tusun Sapi Kewadi, and a Katigugu race and a Gukarango, Jew race, and Shingdir Chizun Lame Sugyuku, said, Angelet, Dadding Angelia, Lama. あの、ラマ、ジェクレ、ナマ、ラマ、ペーティケ、ラマ、シュアロワ、チズン、シン、ディルセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセセ ciddi lagu. Dengan ni boleh cik kau di bawah sana, lama tu kusi itu kusi. Anak semacam macam macam sanjung kau faham tu, kalau lama kusi tenor je saja. Kusi tu biar jujur kau faham. Sekarang tu kekawa sabar dia, kekawa sabar dia ni boleh tenar lama. Anak anak tu kita dah lama itu kudi, sanjung kudi. Jua kini macam macam, dua sih nasi, cahpo nasi. Tempu, ane semacam macam macam sanjung kau faham tu, baru show je. Nanti dia
What all this virtue has been dedicated towards is expressed in the remaining two lines. May all be auspicious, holy venerable one, for your form body to remain in this land immutable like a Dorje. So here is what's being expressed. Through all this virtue, may you, my Lama, remain stably, unwaveringly throughout in our presence until each and every single sentient being has attained enlightenment. Not just myself, but every being.
Nature 定心的就是那边属于古时的准备个古那么短些吧的时候嘞，但实际上几个人是呢，那么古时云里的什么讲他们就上马街吧，那么古时云里内湖古多，可是呢，那么古时云里的俺做了缺送，讲俺都缺修古多，实际上人们吃过的，那么没那等于没那，俺就人们吃过来没的，对不对？那么的古时云里那边个的，点把学过些的，我说，俺那俺就接着开发的，那么古时点也多，那我讲的，但的修了可以用的是呢。
南面古街电车，南面的马车送，俺这个俺说的大说什么讲，车上给都是呢，年轻人接接，年轻人接完了，店内南面古南新洋洋洋就上几股，数几股居民，店都是些呢，数几股，数几股都是些南新旧区的专业面的，各说的，都是些南京修街去电看的，数个我就要学些的，呀，但都是我教过的。
The form body or Rupakaya of the Buddha, there has two types, the Nimanakaya and the Sambhogakaya. This is referring specifically to the Nimanakaya, the emanation body with whom ordinary beings such as ourselves can directly relate and therefore can receive the teachings. So what's being requested here is that through all this virtue, may our Lama remain unwaveringly, unceasingly in our world, teaching beings, training beings, unceasingly, until each and every sentient being has attained their own
enlightenment. 南面苏玉古那么短，像缺送的嘛多，南面苏玉木那么短，缺光了，中国是解脱的。第三个，俺们都缺学过，不来个嘛了。接着第三个，南面有苏玉古那么短，接的点修罗接下的，就是给我学什么了么家的。但俺这个怕呀，俺这个南面有古南新古，都是就没都是带点古古古罗学些，带点么了么家的，俺苏玉古了，古了说别个古西单一节些的，都是上当古西个的。
The bodies of the Buddha can be divided into two, three, or four. So if we divide it into two, we'd have the one, the form body, and then there is the truth body, or the Dharmakaya. So the reason that one isn't yet explicitly requesting the Dharmakaya to remain is that we cannot relate directly to the Dharmakaya, and therefore the Dharmakaya cannot teach the Buddha Dharma to us. Only a form body can, in particular for ourselves, that of the Nimanakaya, the emanation body. Hence, the request is made specifically to the form body, meaning the emanation body. But we also can include in this expression, part of our intention is that we achieve the same four bodies of a Buddha that our teacher has. In other words, recognizing our teacher as a Buddha, he has all four bodies of a Buddha, and whilst we are only making requests for the one to remain that we can directly relate to and interact with, we are making this request so that we can attain enlightenment and thereby also be able to, like he does, perfectly help all sentient beings.
就像俺这就苏古迭了，上级耶稣有古迭了，龙古的朱古塞及尼永古罗啊，就像龙古塞的，俺这朱古塞的，俺这嘛南巴顿，俺这公墓做别个南巴顿，俺嘛这个杨沙巴的穷穷的这个朱古迭，俺公墓干过嘛就公墓做个南巴顿要了吧的，对，龙古塞的比你要嘛的少，对那个，但各地人呢，什么人他们就上一买几个包都龙古的平的电影节去过来，就像居民多些带点古。
但如果去年，但如果这其他没得，如果如果的呢？过没得话的，伊呢，俺这个在干活都，现在也干不出来，那把都没法吃着呀，那啥的那没法吃。各地呢，伊那水果嘞，就像龙骨菜。就像地龙骨，我呢，俺那俺这个，那猪个嘛，地里嘛，龙骨嘛，猪个嘛，猪渣嘛，看不到没法吞别个，猪把那说炖过来吃嘞。那他妈猪个干不出，就这样猪个。 地呀，地呀，龙骨呀，地，然后在那龙骨骨猪个那把香辣椒都是皮过来，其他你居民都是带点些的。
that you are maybe a doge, long with you made doge, then the good honor of Chagore, long go down, and the Yishi Chugota, and the Jim warn you with the idea, Kusumba, you made doge, then the good. Tribu goody, Mazulia, and Dosine, Maji, Dredin, Madu, Sinaji, Bakomosu, I didn't give Truba, never to do to it, Niki, or Naso Yungorwa. Mare mare, that is Chidani, Lungu de Nere Madu, that is the Shingi Jesulam Suyuko said, and answer Sugu, answer Lama and Twins, but Lamadi, Tishuroche said, the Tenshu Pia, the Tenshu Chigo, Temashuroches Madu, Lungu de Gatina, you are Shuroche Lava, Mashuji Barwa. That is answer Lungu Suku and answer Kivishi and the Penedusin, Dosan, Jigi Pen Lama Sheroch and Dusna, Ungo was a mere do Tinaji, Tanjigi, Supermichere, Jamji, Tenshu Yana, the Fugorwa, Jitensu Pedi, Shuroche, Shuroche, and denying answer Lamadi, and answer Chu Sonshe, Chuboya, Maduba, Jepa, Tienja Shuroche, Saji, Dusin, Jasoya de Tirwa.
Of the four bodies of the Buddha, three of them do remain immutable like a vajra, in that they are unchanging. They are not subject to birth, aging, and death. So the Dharmakaya and its two divisions of the wisdom truth body and nature truth body, these are immutable like a dorje, as is one of the form bodies, the Sambhogakaya, the enjoyment body. This too always remains. But the Nimanakaya, that form body of the Nimanakaya, the emanation body, the one that we can directly relate to, this one does show aging and death. Therefore, we are now making the request to our teacher in the form that we can relate to, the Nimanakaya, which is also the form that does show the aspect of aging and passing from this life, from dying. And it's for this reason we repeatedly make long life pujas, where we make or perform long life pujas, where we make requests to the Lama, such as His Holiness or Lama Zopa, requesting them and their Nimanakaya form to continue to remain with us, remain in this world.
That the Nigi, that Malam Jadi, Dusine, Redan, Jiki, Malam Sadding, as a Tambo, Nukulum, Pardo, and then Ansugi, Jiki Tambo, and Jid, Nega, Jiki, Dracheva, Lasso Bada, the Nigi, and the Kulum, and Jiki, Tombany, some diet, and she seemed you could yella, the Kulon share, and then as we deeper let her jiggy. Lamaya, Jiggy, Yana Dunyukone, Nichiki Chubuqueta, Chasa Lossopache, and Sodipje, Dushin Shuni, down on the Chasangi, Yemen, Tamadilia, Suzukawa, Country, but they came over Jabura said, Moaja, the Molam Jadi Kitchenburia said, that these things to get Chasanti troops in Bari, then on the Dushi Kawa Dingoja Tanare, that delay Savas Mary, the Inner Dangers with that, Jing Arms with that, and Jiggy Chidang, that Jiggy Chasan. Jubiba, and it so Jaurimicheda, and the Severimiche, Zoche, and D. Tembegeda, and the Chulurus Machi Begay, and the Kivishinye, Munduse, Rimuchella Sopa Chasa, and Guse, Gaija Dembada, and the Chick, and the Tembeki Kurku was sure setting at Dusina some tire. What?
Now we've completed looking at the entirety of this text, from the cultivation of a motivation of bodhicitta conjoined with emptiness, the detailed visualization, the various verses of supplication that are made, then the detailed lama meditation, and now we've concluded the dedication. So through hearing teachings on this, and while you're hearing, thinking about the meaning, and including it in your daily practice, over this period where we started with our first class in September last year, you would have each accumulated so much merit. So now we come to the final part of our time with this text, where we come to dedicate this tremendous store of virtue that we have all accumulated, all of us here, and those who have been able to come occasionally, dedicate all this merit in the way that's expressed throughout this text, in particular, so that our lamas, such as His Holiness and Lama Zopa, they remain in this world. We remain with we continue to have an ever-growing strength of connection with them, and that all their wishes are quickly fulfilled. Engaging in practice such as these and all that we do, we need to generate the prime motivation of bodhicitta, recognizing that what we are doing here is of great importance to the extent that we generate a motivation of cultivating the causes to ensure that all beings across all the realms of samsara gain freedom from every expression of pain and misery, and attain a state of lasting happiness. When engaging in this particular practice, it's important to also generate the understanding and engage in the reflection of our Lama being indivisible in nature from the Buddha and Yidam. The meaning, in brief, of this practice and all that we do with our lives is that we need to cultivate and keep at the forefront of our mind love, compassion, bodhicitta, as well as the wisdom realizing emptiness. This is crucial.
And the door as a tea chamber, another evim to Hungi, the Chesota, Dine Chasa, and the Ya, and Jig Chasa, Jig Jawa Lambra Yakuyota, and the Chesuke Jawa de Gay, and the Guani go to Pair da, and the Nazi that the Sawardu, that did and the Chasa Gumbashan de Gay, and Jig Bashi Moya, Tunya de Yakuyota, and Chasanke, and Delia, and Jig Mazuk, Dine Gawati, Dine Kuku, or she was at the watch carry.
Furthermore, as we've had in the verses tonight, dedicate so that the realizations of the Dharma continue to grow and flourish, as do and not only in the continuum of current practitioners, both ordained and non-ordained, but within the continuum of all beings. And that to bring this about, that all places that aid this, such as the FBMT organization and similar organizations, and the various individual entities within the FBMT and similar organizations, such as the Teacher Center, that these grow and flourish. And also in particular, I ask that when you dedicate, you also dedicate that the nunnery which is being established, that this comes about quickly because of the great benefit that will come from it.
And
And also all those here and elsewhere who are engaged in directly and indirectly the making the Dharma accessible to others. And here I can think particularly of the staff such as the director and the SBC, but also all the volunteers, both present and former, that all their aspirations are also quickly fulfilled. And also I want to say specifically to Anit Tepel, who leads regularly, gives teachings and retreats here, that all your aspirations also are quickly fulfilled, because the work and endeavors that you put in here brings such great benefits to many people. And make that same aspiration then for the translator as well. In brief, all of us have accumulated so much virtue, whether you've attended each and every class or tonight is your very first, so much virtue has been accumulated. And this process of accumulating virtue, which is the process of transforming our mind, is a process that we need to engage in continuously, repeatedly over a sustained period. So whilst we've come to the end of this text, when we come together in the new year, we will start a new text, and then which will be one of the supreme texts of the Mahayana tradition, the text by Shantideva, Engaging in the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, in which he presents how to cultivate the bodhicitta and train in the six perfections. But between now and then, I wish you all the happiest of Christmases, a joyous and peaceful time with your families and friends, as well as a new year. And then in this period, when I'm away, I'll be going to India, going to my monastery in Sedar, as well as to Bodh Gaya, and in these places where I'll have the opportunity to again continue to accumulate vast stores of virtue, I'll make many prayers for all of you. So now in conclusion, we come to dedicate our time together, and may all be auspicious for us to come together once again in February and continue this process of transforming our minds, of developing ourselves, and becoming the person we long to be.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.